These are your signals for January 17th, 2024. Today's dominant constraint is the normalization of escalation across military, economic, and technological domains. Guardrails that once kept crises contained are eroding, and higher risk behaviors are becoming routine. This matters because it raises the baseline for volatility and makes it harder for institutions to prevent shocks from spreading across systems. The most significant movement comes from Ukraine's decision to strike deep into Russian energy infrastructure. This marks a shift from battlefield attrition to targeting assets that underpin the Russian economy and global energy flows. The risk is not just in the immediate damage, but in the precedent it sets. As both sides absorb higher costs, the potential for miscalculation or uncontrolled escalation grows, with consequences that could ripple far beyond the region. Meanwhile, the US Federal Reserve's commitment to keeping interest rates high is forcing a global repricing of risk. This is straining emerging markets and heavily indebted sectors, exposing vulnerabilities that could trigger financial contagion. The adjustment is likely to be turbulent, with higher volatility and slower growth, but the real danger lies in the possibility of a policy misstep or external shock tipping the system into crisis. In Asia, China's large-scale military exercises near Taiwan signal a willingness to test boundaries following political changes on the island. This increases the risk of military miscalculation in a region critical to global trade and technology. The exercises are not just a show of force. They are a stress test for deterrence and alliance commitments, raising the stakes for all actors involved. Food security is under renewed threat after Russian attacks on Ukrainian grain infrastructure sent wheat prices surging. The weaponization of food supply chains is a powerful lever, especially for vulnerable regions. This episode highlights how civilian infrastructure is increasingly seen as fair game, setting a precedent that could be mirrored elsewhere. In the Middle East, Israel's expanded operations in Rafah, despite mounting legal and diplomatic pressure, further erode international norms. The risk here is twofold: a worsening humanitarian crisis and the potential for regional escalation if a mass casualty event or legal intervention forces a hard response. Technology supply chains are also under stress. A major US semiconductor manufacturer reported critical disruptions due to rare earth shortages, underscoring dependence on Chinese supply. This vulnerability is not new, but the stakes are rising as competition intensifies and the potential for deliberate export restrictions grows. Trade tensions are escalating as the European Union imposes tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles, citing unfair subsidies. This move risks fragmenting green technology supply chains and could slow the global transition to cleaner energy if it triggers broader retaliation. Beyond these acute signals, chronic risks are building. Dengue outbreaks are spreading across continents, straining health systems, and exposing gaps in biosecurity. In Sudan, the United Nations Security Council remains deadlocked as violence escalates, highlighting institutional paralysis and the erosion of collective conflict management. The underlying pattern is clear. Escalation is becoming a normalized tool of statecraft. Critical infrastructure, supply chains, and legal norms are all being tested or weaponized. High-level conflicts are shaping the risk environment for everything from food and technology to alliances and public health. Financial tightening amplifies these vulnerabilities, making it easier for shocks to cascade across domains. Where institutions are unable or unwilling to act, the space for norm-breaking behavior expands, feeding back into the cycle of escalation. What to watch next? If Ukraine or Russia escalate attacks on each other's energy infrastructure, it signals a further breakdown of restraint and a higher risk of global energy instability. If emerging markets experience sudden capital outflows or sovereign debt stress, it means financial contagion is spreading beyond the initial shock. If China's military activity around Taiwan intensifies or prompts a visible shift in US or allied force posture, it points to rising conflict risk in the Indo-Pacific. The core constraint remains the normalization of escalation and the weakening of guardrails. What is stable for now is the persistence of managed crises. Actors are adapting, but at a higher baseline of risk and volatility. The system is not yet in freefall, but the margin for error is shrinking. That concludes your signals for today.